Welcome to the latest podcast of Why is Harriet Crying? We've had a slight disagreement just before we started. Yeah, get close. Get a bit closer. Why don't you move in?
I've got a hat on.
Yes, very rude, actually. If anybody watches the TV show Succession and maybe was to watch the podcast now, who would you... No, turn it round. You don't look like him if you're like that. You look... That's weird. That Whoa. Seems unnatural. You look like someone pretending to be a teenager at like a high school party or something. If you watch Succession, what character would you... there's no one here to reply. But I was just saying, like, what character would they think you were?
Yeah,
they
what have they
this?
Answered? Their answer
is Logan Roy, the old dad.
old 70 dad.
70-year-old dad. That's who you look like, because you dress the same, actually. What are you doing? These are my notes. I'm in charge of the podcast. You're not allowed to look. I plan things.
Harriet's ratty.
Yes, I do feel a bit ratty. It's my period. So what? I'm just in pain. It's nothing to do with anything. I just have a stomach ache, and I've taken many painkillers. And I took some of that CBD oil stuff.
Oh, the stuff I got you?
No, I got something else.
Yeah, there's a shop around the corner that sells it.
No, but it's like 10%. But like, it tastes disgusting.
I don't think it's supposed to taste nice.
Yeah. I don't know if it did anything. The problem was I had that and I had wine and I had painkillers. Mm. So it wasn't clear what had
quite the cocktail.
Set me to sleep. Yeah.
Quite the cocktail. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you quite a lot recently. We went to Pizza Express.
Yeah, I paid.
You did. You just paid so you could use it against me.
I'm not using it against you.
Yeah, well, it feels like...
No, because you got me a burrito the other week. Or some tacos.
Yeah, I did.
But I came into Pizza Express, you were just sitting on your own, you'd been there for some time.
It was really embarrassing because it was the same Pizza Express I'd been to the night before for dinner.
Yeah, well, you have to stop going there.
And then I have a very specific order, and so he was like, are you the girl from yesterday that asked for no raw things on your pasta? And I was like, yeah. Why are you checking the time? What are you checking?
I'm just checking on our guest is messaging me.
You're not, what's he messaging?
He's going to be 50 minutes.
50? 5-0?
Yeah.
This is going to be a long introduction, isn't it? We'll pause it when we've run out of things to say. You're just going to text during the podcast.
I said, yeah, cool, and then I put an exclamation mark. And
just
I said, sorry about the exclamation mark.
Why?
It's just, come on, don't need exclamation marks.
Well, I always do exclamation marks. It makes people feel comfortable, like you're enthusiastic. Like, that's great, or like, don't worry about it. And then like, it makes them feel relaxed.
Sorry, like, don't worry about it.
That's how I do it in my head.
Oh.
Because if you put don't worry about it, that can sound like, you know, like, yeah, fuck you. But if you put don't worry about it, then it's fine. You know what I mean?
Not the way you just said it.
That's how I imagine it in my head. If I send you a message saying, don't worry about it, exclamation mark, it's like...
No, you did it a different way. You did it, don't worry about it, as if everything was on fire.
Yeah, but like, I'm letting you know that it's fine.
It feels passive aggressive the way you said it.
I think it felt passive aggressive the way you said it. What I've done here is I looked up your star sign.
Yes.
Aquarius.
I'm into it now.
Have you got the pattern?
Yeah.
And I looked up my star sign, Gemini.
Yeah.
And I looked up our friendship compatibility.
Okay. What does it say?
Oh, interesting. I said combatibility there.
Combatibility.
Yeah. No, not combatibility. Combatibility.
That's what I said. Combatibility.
No, but you said it like our ability at combat.
Yeah.
But I meant like compatibility, but I replaced it with the word combat.
Yeah. Combatibility.
Yes.
Yes. Combat ability.
Yes. Yes. You just said it slowly, I think.
It's astonishing we manage to communicate at all sometimes,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. So, a relationship between a Gemini and an Aquarius features a strong bond between two people who share a good psychological association with each other. Gemini,
that
love.
That can be applied to anyone.
It's not. It's between this two people. Okay, Gemini and Aquarius. Why is that not good?
No, it's good. I'm going to be open minded.
Association. Our brains connect. Is that what it means?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over WhatsApp, probably.
Brains connect over WhatsApp. Gemini love innovative ideas and are attracted to Aquarius's vision. So I'm innovative and you're a visionary.
I got the light.
You're the light and I'm the ideas person. Both partners relish their freedom, absolutely. Disagreements could occur in their friendship. That's so true. We always have disagreements. We had a disagreement today before we even started the podcast.
Do you know any friends that don't ever have disagreements?
I think a lot of people have don't have agree- disagreements.
Don't have disagreements?
Yeah.
Really?
I think we have... I think you're a very disagreeable person.
And constant disagreement. You're a very disagreeable person.
If Aquarius take a dislike to Gemini's frivolous nature...
Yes.
or Gemini feel that Aquarius are too obstinate... Yes, like a bull. That's you.
Yes.
The two star signs are ideally suited for each other. Aquarius would try hard to attain their shared ambition, and Gemini would do everything to support them.
Thank you.
The partners just need to combine their effort and direct them to fruitful purposes, and they could accomplish almost anything. Whoa. We created a podcast. Whoa. This is amazing. Think of all the things we could have created. Why and we used that to create a podcast.
Why won't you support me on my other podcast?
What? Because of our shared ambition. That's not a shared ambition. That's a selfish ambition.
What's our shared ambition?
Our podcast. And only our podcast and no other podcasts with people that have become my enemies, Ishan Akbar.
Ishan Akbar is your enemy now?
Yes. I didn't think he was my enemy, but he thought I was his enemy.
No, he didn't.
If I have something and he takes it away from me, he's my enemy.
I think in the last 6 weeks, I spent a lot of time with him. We've mentioned you once.
Yeah, that's one of his tactics. To make you forget me. To not allow you to talk about me when you want to.
But I've seen you loads in that 6 weeks.
And he doesn't. He's trying to block you out, block me out of Pizza your Express. Memory.
We had ice cream one night as well.
That was really nice.
That was too much ice cream at 11 p.m.
Yeah, we were just eating too many biscuits. Doesn't say anything about that. Maybe it will come up. Gemini and Aquarius both possess abundance of energy. Oh, I don't know. Mm. You're not a very energetic person.
You were looking at places to nap in central London a minute ago.
I was. 30 quid for 4 hours.
It doesn't seem worth it.
I think it is.
I'd rather.
I spend that much in snacks for 4 hours waiting.
Do you remember I had to cancel meeting you one day because I'd had too much milkshake?
Yeah.
I had to go home and have a nap.
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times, actually.
What a life.
So we wouldn't say you possess an abundance.
No, I wouldn't say an abundance, no.
They could come up with brilliant schemes and establish shared objectives, like taking down your other podcast.
That's not a shared objective.
Yes, it is.
I enjoy doing both podcasts.
Which do you enjoy more, though?
There's no such thing as more. It's just a different vibe.
Of course there's something as more. How many candles is this?
No candles.
No,
this is one candle.
And how many candles is this?
Two candles.
Which is more?
The two candles is more than one
candle.
Yeah,
so there is something called more. Thank you.
What?
Very simple. That's so true. There is more. You said no more doesn't exist.
God forbid you ever become a teacher.
Well, I'd be very good. I just explained that very simply, actually. Okay. So actually, I'd be a very good teacher.
No, but okay, yeah, fine. All right, go on.
Thank you. Both signs dislike remaining idle. Aquarius love to dive into new ideas plan the
new
execution
podcasts,
of those ideas.
Execution
yeah, they
new
do.
Podcasts.
So there we go. That makes sense. Geminis, though, are more intellectual in nature.
What?
Boom. That's what it says. Geminis are more intellectual.
Absolutely fallen apart with that sentence.
Absolutely.
Logan.
And they like to analyze things carefully. Thank you. As I just analysed the amount of candles. Thank you. As a result, they might see the reasons behind Aquarius's decisions. No, they don't. They absolutely don't. I do not see the reasons. I see no reasons whatsoever. When Gemini waver in their decisions, Aquarius could introduce firmness into their character. However, Aquarius must allow Gemini their freedom of thought and should not be too domineering. Thank you.
In what way am I domineering?
Oh my God. The ruling planet of Gemini is Mercury and the ruling planet of Aquarius are Saturn and... Uranus. Makes sense.
Do Geminis read articles before reading them out loud? Have you read this?
No,
first?
Never.
No, just bang it out.
I read it thoroughly and I completely agree with it. The planets symbolise communication and great inventiveness. The star signs have the capacity to devote their attention to an endeavour once it has been accepted. They are both very efficient in their work and are good at organising things. Any arguments between the partners would be taken in a trivial and light matter by both of them. Absolutely true. Just taking this very lightly, any kind of disagreement we might have about other podcasts. Gemini and Aquarius are both air signs. They both have a duality of nature, which works off their mental abilities. The twins admire the radical and amiable character of the water bearer. Who's a water bearer?
That's me. I'm radical and amiable.
No, no.
You disagree with that?
No, but I can compliment you well because of my intelligence.
You're intelligent.
My intelligence.
Yes, you're very clever.
Thank you. Both star signs are interested in lots of things. Gemini's intelligence, once again, bringing up the intelligence.
A lot about that. Are
and
you sure that's...
really says it a lot. Intelligence.
My innovation.
Aquarius invent, make them a lively pair. Gemini is a mutable sign and Aquarius is fixed. Aquarius are full of ideas and novelty. Gemini love discussing the actions and implications of these ideas. So you don't know about implications, but you should learn about them.
This is, we've done enough on this now.
Yeah. We don't want to read the rest anyway. We don't want to read that bit because that definitely disagrees with my points. It might be better for the partnership if Gemini took charge and led from the front.
There you go.
You
should lead from the front. Yeah. Is that what it says?
Yep. Well, better for the partnership if Gemini Aquarius took charge
if Gemini front, while took Gemini charge. Controlled things from the background.
No. No.
Does it mention how much Geminis lie?
Absolutely doesn't.
The liar's sign.
Nope, doesn't say anything the about lying sign. Them being liars. No.
Well, we've learned a lot there.
We've learned a lot. Actually, very complimentary about me.
Anything so, you want? What have you been up to? You haven't even talked about that.
I went to the fireworks. That's what I've been doing.
Were they nice?
Well.
Okay.
The mayor of Merton made a big deal.
Yeah.
Would not shut the fuck up at the start of the fireworks. It took us so long to get there. They oversold the tickets like by so much at Wimbledon Fireworks.
Yeah.
There was like literally like four times more people than there were there last time. And then the mayor of Merton, I mean, so, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm the mayor of Merton, blah, blah, blah.
Is that fireworks. What he was saying?
I'm the mayor of Merton. Oh, God, my neck thing's so heavy. Just
did he say that? Did he say his neck thing was heavy?
Well, along those lines.
Okay.
And then they were like, we're going to start the fireworks. Then they just started a few puffs of fire.
Starting small,
and then
yeah.
Half an hour later, we're still standing there waiting. There's a whole fairground behind us. We didn't go on because we were waiting to watch the fireworks. And then he says, oh, we're just waiting for the stragglers to arrive. It's nearly 9 o'clock now. The reason they're stragglers is because you have very poorly organised the
who,
fireworks.
What stragglers?
The mayor of Merton.
The mayor, people stuck mayor of Paul Merton. The mayor of Paul Merton.
Because there were too many people to get there. They didn't organise it well at all. The tube. We were stuck trying to get out of the tube station for 30 minutes.
Which tube?
Southfield's tube. Stuck there. Too many people. Very poorly organised, greedy. He just wants more gold and he's greedy.
He doesn't want more gold.
He wants more gold to put in his necklace and it was greedy.
I mean, I would never have gone to something like that because you know that...
Why?
Any public event...
Best night of my life. Why you miss out on things?
Because I think any sort of public event like that in this country is often used as an excuse to make people very uncomfortable and earn a lot of money off them. And I think it's rarely about the enjoyment of the paying public and more about the organisers.
Have you ever tried candy floss?
What the hell's that?
There was candy floss there.
At the fair, yeah.
Yeah, at the fair. At the fireworks they had. That's a plus.
It's not a plus.
Candy floss, you think is a minus?
Candy floss, like one or two mouthfuls, yeah, that's nice. And you got a fucking ton of it to get through after that.
I always finish it, even if my teeth are crumbling.
Even if you stay awake till 4 a.m. buzzing off a sugar high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, I'm glad you had a good time at the fireworks. You love the fireworks. You always go.
I love the fireworks. I love it so much.
I thought you'd have been scared of the fireworks.
Not a dog.
That's where I was going. Shivering in the corner.
What's
Bobby wrapping you in a blanket.
Bring me a dog Xanax. I'm not a dog, so that's the important thing I wanted to get across.
You're a Gemini.
I'm just a little Gemini.
Lying Gemini.
No, I'm not a liar. I'm intelligent and I'm
intelligent
in control.
Intelligent people are more capable of lying, I guess, because they get to...
I think
a lot of the trick of lying is actually like keeping track of your lies and what world you've built that's a lie.
You think I'm good at that? You think that's something I'd be good at, building a world and keeping track of it? Can't even keep track of this one.
What world? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real world. But should we welcome on our guest?
We've got a guest. Very excited about this.
Are you?
Good friend of mine. Good friend of Harriet's.
I haven't seen him in ages, actually.
Have you not?
No.
Good friend of mine.
He's a friend of mine, but I haven't seen him in ages. That's the truth. Why?
Why what?
Why haven't I seen him?
Well, I guess...
You guys hang out a lot together and quite near me, but then you don't invite me. We can discuss this when he gets on the podcast, maybe.
Okay, let's cut there.
It's Jordan Brooks. Why are you sitting like that?
He told me to sit like this.
Yeah, but it's weird now. Look, you're upsetting Elliot, don't. Have we actually started?
Yeah, go on.
Jordan's here. Jordan Brooks. Brooksy's here. We've already done the intro and then we waited and then until you arrived and then now you're here. So it might feel a bit seamless. Weird, but it's very seamless.
So did you have like a lot of energy when you first introduced me an hour ago?
Yes. And then it just... Absolutely has nosedived and now there's no energy left.
I've eaten all the Jaffa cakes. I had a bit
we've
of a sugar crash.
So many biscuits.
It's just the problem with like spending the whole day with you is that it becomes quite exhausting after a while, doesn't it? Because it's
with me.
Yeah.
I feel exactly the same about you. I feel absolutely exhausted. I feel like it's midnight. I've eaten so many biscuits just to get through it, and what? Look out!
No, keep going with the podcast.
Keep talking.
Yes.
You keep talking.
Right.
Anyway,
sorry, Jordan.
We were really together before you got here, and then you've actually brought a different energy that we weren't prepared for.
It's actually, just a really nice energy.
Really nice.
Are you blaming
energy.
Me for? Oh, it's a nice energy.
Yeah,
we are blaming you for that disagreement. Yeah, we're feeling like that is your fault. Yeah,
that's fair.
You directed Snow Show, didn't you? So good friends.
Well, we were before.
He said you were great friends before.
I said my great friend Jordan Brooks.
Yeah.
And
thank you. You never said that to me.
Did I? No. I tend not to say that. Like, it's like because Harriet asked me 2 weeks ago if I'd like to be her best friend.
That's a really nice thing
to
do.
Yeah, but you know
nice
when she
does. Yeah. Isn't it?
Is it nice, it's still pending.
It's still pending, but he's just got.
But
to
when
make
she
a
does
decision.
Something like that, it's kind of like. Do you? I mean, it doesn't need to be said, does it?
It's
like.
Yeah, it's nice to be said, actually.
But I think it's important to, you know, everyone feels a little bit, you know, fragile and low, and it's if you have a nice thing to say to someone about someone, you should say it.
Say
someone.
It.
I think it's important.
Actually, I think your
you
views
could say
on these.
Something nice if you wanted to.
You could say something
at
nice
any
to
point.
Me.
You've
never paid me a compliment.
Yeah, behind,
I have paid you a compliment
before.
Behind
your back, he does actually.
Really?
Yeah, never to your face. That's what you do. You go around
giving people compliments.
Like a nice snake.
I told you your top looked nice.
Yeah, but then you said, oh, yeah, it needs a limp roller, though, doesn't it? And then you said, do it up. And then you said, oh, a bit tight around the neck. And then you said, looks like you're wearing a scarf. So you started off nice, and then there were three different negative things that you said.
You just tell me I look like a 70-year-old man.
You do look like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, but a really, like, sexy one.
He's good at compliments.
He's very powerful, Logan Roy.
Very powerful man. Very powerful.
Very powerful boy.
Thanks for coming on, though.
Oh, it's honestly.
Is there a weird dynamic between you? Because does it feel like you're the boss and Sunil's your pupil?
It's often, I think, often when we're together, we're either working on stuff or Helen Bauer is there. Mm-hmm. And it's so
please,
like the dynamics.
Please stops. Don't get into slagging Helen off no, again.
Helen
you
Bauer
must
is.
Stop. You must not.
Well, we just had went on holiday last week, so
it was great fun.
Yes, I went to hear about the
holiday. We had a lovely time.
I really adore Helen, and like she's a great person to have on holiday as well because she's very spirited and very proactive, and obviously because she knows Berlin, she was very keen to show us around. And
were you in Berlin?
Yeah, we're in Berlin.
That makes sense. Yeah. You're in
she lived in Berlin,
Portugal,
so I think she knows a thing or two about not Britain, not being in Britain. So
it's great.
Did you want to come with us?
Yeah, but you you purposefully booked a time when you knew I couldn't go.
So. You can. We've tried to arrange holidays in the past or do something, and then she always be like, "Oh, sorry, I've just booked in a gig or something."
No, but I already have. You look at my diary and you pick.
I don't look at your diary at all.
And then you pick dates I can't do. Maybe in the new year.
Do you want to come to a musical with us on the 19th of January?
A musical.
Yeah.
Just a specific
not music. The comedy show.
No,
musical.
I don't endorse that
a musical
concept at all.
Of what? Musicals?
No. I'll go and see a musical with you, but I won't sit and watch comedians do karaoke.
Okay.
Right.
I won't. I fiercely am opposed to that.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it you don't like about it?
It's just like...
Sounds bad.
I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You refused to do it with me. I needed a duet partner.
Yeah.
And you refused to do it.
Yeah, I did. What were we going to do?
Nothing. We had no idea. I had no idea. I was terrified.
So you got asked to do it, and then you got Annie McGrath to do it.
Yeah, I didn't know Annie was there. And then they said, oh, Annie's available. Do you want to do it with her? So,
right. And I said I wasn't going to be available. And in fact, I was available because you left me to go to a musical. You left me in the hotel that we were staying at.
In the dark.
In the dark, in the hallway that was... automatic lighting, and I picked up a £1 chicken curry from the spa in the rain, and I sat and ate it with a plastic fork. And then Sunil was like, I've got to go to a musical, mate. See you later. And I just carried on eating. And the light did go out, and I didn't move. Like, I didn't move as quick as I could have.
Motion controlled lights. It was desperately sad.
You could have done with some joy, actually. I think going would have been really good for you. Yeah, yeah, I think that actually would have been really good for you. So
yeah, actually,
you're not doing what's good for you, actually.
That's really true.
Are you a musical fan?
Yeah.
You do like music.
What's your favourite musical?
Blood Brothers.
No.
Why is that funny?
Why is that? No. That's the only one everyone's seen when they were at school as a kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw it. Yeah. You know, not. I just
that
saw
means
it as a kid,
you've
but
seen
not,
one musical. And that was Blood Brothers, because it went to all the regional theatres. So that's it. I've absolutely cracked this.
So a regional theatre as well, is it?
Yeah, no, I've seen it a few times.
Have you?
I've been to a lot of schools.
Okay.
I saw it, because I'm from Merseyside, and it's set in Liverpool, and so it felt particularly resonant. For me, I really enjoyed that. But I don't see a lot of musicals. Or Phantom of the Opera, that was a school trip. That was appalling. I do like them. I just, it's just whenever they start, I'm like, oh, it's going to be 3 minutes of this now.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, the songs. Yeah. It's because what's the story? And then you just break out. It's like Bollywood.
But the song tells the story sometimes.
But often they'd get a lot quicker if they didn't. I mean, they could have a very quick exchange where they go, do you love me? Do you not? I don't really know. And they go, all right, cheers, thanks for letting me know. Rather than watching 5 minutes of someone being like, do I love you? Do I not? And it's like, well, just tell me.
Yeah, I get that. Quicker. Yeah. But then you don't like a story so much as a straight to the point fact.
I would love it if, like, a play, the actors came on and they went, right, what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves me. I don't love him. I love her. And then two of us die at the end. All right, cheers, everyone. Yeah.
Cheers,
then.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely get that, actually.
I'd get dressed up for that, have a night out, watch that. Yeah.
What would you wear?
I went to the theatre with you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, we did go to the theatre, yeah.
Didn't have a clue
What did you see?
Wise Children.
We saw Wise Children.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah. I didn't love it. I love the book, but I didn't love the performance. It might have been the company.
I meant the actual theatre company.
Oh, no, not the theatre company. I meant you. But we were in between a pillar, so
we had a pillar between us.
We picked the seats. I picked one seat by accident. We had a massive pillar between us, yeah.
And then they had to hold up the performance for you to go to the toilet.
Oh, that was very embarrassing.
Because you're not allowed to leave and come in during the performance.
That was really embarrassing. I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
In the interval, she had to go to the toilet. And they were like, well, we're going to have to wait for you. So we had to put the show back by a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that was bad.
Where was it?
Old Vic.
Old Vic. Yeah. They take pissing very seriously at the Old Vic.
Yeah.
But I thought it was spectacular.
Angela Carter book.
Still not a clue what it's about. Still not a clue. Someone who's someone's dad, but it isn't or something.
And it's
like, it could be, but it's actually their uncle or something.
That was it, yeah. That was basically it.
Well, they're gypsies or something.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's not a problematic
performance. Cheers, guys. Thanks for coming. Just going down. Oh, by the way, she had an abortion at the end. Right.
Yeah, so it was an abortion involved, wasn't there?
Was there?
It's something.
I was just assuming Angela Carter.
Is that?
I guess that's her.
Is that her oeuvre?
Abortion?
She's the abortion lady.
She's not the abortion lady, no. No. Well, Angela, I think we both took away important things from it.
I thought it was visually very good. There's like a lot of the set and everything,
right?
Yeah. The way the good singers and the actors was good.
I always found the books darker, and so I think it was very bright. It didn't feel as like
I've not read the books.
Maybe I felt the books were
right.
Gritty.
Yes. Anyway,
well, let's go to. I'd love to go to a musical.
You,
I haven't forgotten that invite.
I feel like you've taken a real turn, because it didn't feel like you were sure at first. I think, in fact, this musical is based on history.
Six wives of Henry VIII.
Oh, six. Yeah, I've heard good things about that.
And you know how that ends as well, so it's not like
you
can just sit back and enjoy the music.
Yeah, exactly. It's like more like a sort of gig. Is it gig theatre? Is that what they call it? Is that when it's like people are sort of a bit? It's a bit more like.
Are you saying they're dancing?
I'm saying that people in the audience are more like not that bothered about the show.
Right.
They're like into the music as much as they are. Do you know what I mean? They're like having a nice time. It's like a gig and a show at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, I think that's what six is.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
What? I don't understand.
Like singing and dancing in the aisles and that.
Yeah. No. That's like Mamma Mia. That's like what when you get all like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's like a different thing.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. But you don't have to dress up as like one of the wives.
I don't, do I?
you would be a great Henry VIII.
Yeah, I could play him.
Yeah, you'd be a fantastic Henry VIII.
Why?
I don't know. You've got that energy.
Yeah, he was a strapping young man in his heyday.
Yeah.
Good hunter. Top
you're
hunter.
On a horse.
Top husband.
Very experienced husband.
Very experienced husband.
Yeah, good man. Yeah, I think he had a bit of gout. Didn't he have a bit of gout, didn't he?
Surely everyone had a smidge of gout.
He did have gout, minimum. Yeah, very rich
I'm surprised
food.
There's not that much gout about these days. Not, I mean, everyone
I
seems
know
to have gout.
I know a few people there. With gout, actually.
Actually, my housemate's got gout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'll come see it with you, though. I don't know how keen I am to hang out to do this more.
Okay, great. Yeah, because you seemed very definite. No.
You turned me around.
So what happened on the holiday that I missed?
We did a show that was lovely. It was really fun, wasn't it?
It was really fun. It was really nice.
We went to the Ritter Sports Shop.
What? Where the chocolate is?
Yeah. See, everyone switches
did
on
you
for
have
that bit.
Cornflake one. That is my favourite chocolate.
We had some cornflake one on the same night. On the first night.
Oh, yeah.
Helen bought some,
yeah.
Isn't it so good, the
cornflakes? Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
But the shop, something else.
Really? What's
every
like?
Single flavour's there.
You can get customised chocolate.
So you can make your own.
You can make your own. You choose your ingredients and then they set it.
What did I make? Yeah. We thought we'd come back another day, but then we were too tired and hungover on the last day.
Same reason didn't happen.
You went there and you didn't even do it.
We went there and then we were like, let's go on the last day and pick up the chocolate while we're in town waiting for the flight. And then we just didn't do anything on that last day.
We saw the wall, I guess.
Saw the wall. We went to the
I
wall.
Took you to a trainer shop.
Yeah. Walked in and out.
Straight out.
Why? I'm not interested in shoes. I'm not interested in trainers.
He had a phone call.
I had a phone call.
Yeah, I went to Overkill in Berlin, which is a very famous trainer shop.
Very small, though, for a famous trainer.
Oh, big upstairs.
Is there a big upstairs? Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of teenagers running around up there.
Really?
Yeah. Me and a load of teenagers in there. but yeah, so we went to the Richard Sports Shop, saw Hitler's bunker, the site of, saw the wall, saw the Holocaust Memorial.
Was this bunker in Berlin?
Yeah.
I think you'd pick a bunker
It was right next to the Brandenburg Gate.
Doesn't make sense. You'd pick somewhere a bit more hidden. I wouldn't pick somewhere so central. But maybe that's what he was thinking. If you pick somewhere central, they might
bunker for yourself or for Hitler?
Well, I wouldn't need a bunker.
If you were Hitler?
I'm saying we're doing this again. We did this in the last episode where we imagined we were Hitler and then what we would do in Hitler's situation.
What was the conclusion?
It's not worth.
We should go back. Sunil personified.
We were discussing
Hitler
the concepts of good and evil. Yeah. I wasn't defending Hitler.
Sunil was defending Hitler.
He was on about that all at the
Berlin.
Yeah, it was all right actually.
Yeah, just went to all his places you could go visit and.
But no, it is a bad place homage. For a bunker. but no, we had a lovely time. I think
it was really nice. Yeah. It was really nice. Yeah.
What did you do while we were away?
I can't remember.
So did you cry much or anything like that? Emotional man?
You're quite emotional. I think you're like me.
I think you're a man who's very comfortable in his emotions and
I think it's important to like, if you feel weird or you feel like something is up, you should be trying to figure out why. That's the quickest way to dealing with it. I don't cry an awful lot. I definitely get set off. Like there'll be moments where I sort of have to stop myself from going. Often it's just like personal stuff. If I'm thinking about like sad moments in my life or things that I've messed up those are the things that you just feel that sort of, it's a sadness at an unsolvable thing, whether that's a regrettable decision or a past event or something. Like it's always when I start reflecting on stuff, and particularly if there's sad music playing in the background on a loop for
sad
hours
music.
I'm gone. I mean, I've chosen to do that, but
you play it to try and really
get deep into that, get it out.
That's very interesting.
I never listened to so-called sad
maybe
music,
that's why though. You've never cried.
Maybe that's why
Snow hasn't cried since he was six and
no I have
dog.
I have cried
So that's why we did this podcast to try and make Snow feel.
That's an origin story that's got way out of control. No, I don't.
What? It's absurd. So you haven't cried for like 30 odd years?
Sometimes tear up at a film or something, but often I'll be angry that it's made me tear up because I know how manipulative that is.
Have you watched, what's it called? Tell Me Who I Am. The Netflix documentary.
Yes, The Brothers.
The Brothers. You should watch that.
I did watch it and I felt angry that it had been made into a documentary. It felt like I was intruding on something incredibly
That meeting hurtful. At the end when the two of them are talking, I've never felt more uncomfortable watching two brothers have to deal with a very difficult past on camera.
I was surprised that it got... I mean, I'm not surprised it got made, but I was like, why should we be watching this?
Because it makes us cry, and making crying feels good.
Aha!
So have you never felt good?
Have I never felt good? No, maybe I should cry more so I feel good about crying.
I think you should try and set it up, maybe like play some sad music, like watch a sad film.
I mean, I can do that.
Mm. Yeah.
But what, I mean...
Have you, it's funny to think of the films that have made me like... sob, not just like that tearing up going, oh, isn't that a sad thing that's happened in the film, but more like a sucker punch. I think Eighth Grade, the Bo Burnham film.
I thought that was absolutely fantastic.
It's incredible.
It was like you were back to being, I mean, I wasn't in eighth grade. What's eighth grade in English?
It's like they're like 12, 13, aren't they? So like year seven, year eight. Okay. It's insane.
It's so good.
It's so like, she's so vulnerable, she's so fragile, and it really like, if I mean, I can't think of anyone who won't relate to that experience of feeling so uncomfortable in your body and feeling so unsure of yourself. But there's a particular scene where the dad is talking to her by the fire, and she's trying to burn some stuff from her childhood, and the speech that he gives her is just so beautiful and so compassionate and so kind and so loving, and it absolutely sets me off every time. It left me like sobbing.
You probably just get angry.
No, I might just find it nice.
We just find it, get annoyed with it.
What if you found out that there was like your tears were actually being redirected out of another part of your body?
Don't say my dick.
I'm not going to say all right, because we have. You're thinking dick.
No, we've done. I think the second episode, we said that I cry out of my dick, and I don't know. Can we edit
that? Wasn't me. I
remember
said
having
that.
This conversation.
No, that was a dream. That would not have been me unless you said that.
Where do you think? Where else would they be coming out?
Where else do they go? Saliva,
nose,
I guess
maybe.
They can like.
Nose, saliva.
Mucus
down the beginning.
Oh, you mean if I was sad, wax. It just came out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Spit,
if you're like
maybe
stopping
you just
it.
Spit.
Yeah, maybe you are spitting out sadness. Maybe like if you're really sad, you're just like you have a little spit glass next to your desk, next to your bed, and while you're watching Eighth Grade, you can just like just fill it up. Fill it up with pure light.
Just spit out that sadness.
Maybe.
Spit it right out.
There's, maybe it just manifests itself in various health problems.
Just like fists in the wall.
Maybe that's what you're... Maybe that's what your leg is.
What, my bad
your
leg?
Your leg is weeping. Like, it was literally weeping, wasn't it?
It was literally weeping at one point,
It's accumulated tears.
Oh, so I've got it all out of my system.
Whoa, your leg, that's where it's come from. It's just
Someone told me about a book called... It's by a guy called Gabor Mate, which is about how like most health conditions are related to childhood trauma, and how all these things are all psychological. So like even a physical problem is related to trauma in the childhood. Like it manifests itself in stress that causes.
What if you break your 100%. Leg from falling off a ladder?
Why did you allow yourself to fall? Why did you let go?
Because when I was young, I wasn't allowed to climb ladders, and now
you're reckless in a ladder because
you're going to be up a ladder. It can all go back.
It
to
works
childhood.
Out. It makes sense. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I don't need to read that full book. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. We got the gist.
I'm happy with that. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Was it difficult working with Sunil?
What is that?
I'm just trying to get the.
No, it wasn't.
Let me answer for him. He had a lovely time.
No, it was really good. It was really good. I think our biggest crime was just meeting up and not really doing any of the things.
That's what he does. He procrastinates.
So we'd meet and we'd just sort of, you know, we'd hire out rooms and we'd just walk in circles.
But that's
about
how you...
what the show could be.
Shout out to the Bill Murray and thank you.
Thank you for letting us use that space so wisely.
We'd walk around in a circle just talking.
Yeah, we just talk.
Sometimes
just lie on the floor. And...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like Sunil would go, this is a funny thing that happened. And I go, that's so funny. That's so funny. You have to put that in. And Sunil would go... that is really funny. And then I'd listen to a preview recording and he hasn't put it in. And that happened about 10 times. There's so saving many funny things where I'm like, you gotta put that in. And he's
saving
like,
it up for next year.
Yeah, you got a lot in the book. Yeah.
It's I think a lot of the process of making comedy is just chatting to other people.
It's just smoothballing.
It's like it's not yeah.
So it's setting it in stone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we don't actually talk about comedy much on this podcast, but it's if you're interested, that is how you make it.
Really?
Just chatting it out.
Really?
It's that easy.
Just
do
chat,
start.
Yeah.
yeah, is that the answer to your question you wanted?
Well, there's a few there's a couple of jokes I suggested that he didn't put in, even though I know they went down well.
So it wasn't that good working with you, I think is the is
why are you looking at me
understood.
When you say it?
No, because I'm just you were acting like it was great working with you, and then the truth was coming out that actually Jordan was suggesting a lot of things and you were just ignoring him and you were procrastinating and just walking in a circle.
I mean, nothing's perfect, is it?
No.
We're all just trying our best.
It was, you know, it was...
Are you trying your best, though?
Oh, my God.
There was a joke that I told him to do, right? Which was he should describe himself as the O.J. Simpson of comedy because he doesn't want anything to do with, like, racial stuff and he's just happy to just to be, you know. And he was like, yeah, that's great. And every time I'd say it, he would laugh. And then... and I was like, you've got to describe yourself as the O.J. Simpson of comedy. It's so funny. And... Well, you didn't, did you?
Why didn't you? You forgot.
Saving it for
pure cowardice.
Pure cowardice.
What is scared?
Huh?
What are you scared of?
I don't know. I don't know where.
Because
it was interesting because I didn't know. Like, I thought that was a funny idea, but I just didn't know how to go on from it after that.
You just say it, and then you pause for a few seconds, and then you say something else.
This is a masterclass.
Jordan, what star sign are you?
Aries.
I'll just see if there's a reason why you didn't listen to him.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you looking up our relationship profile? Aries and Aquarius.
Yeah.
She's been doing this recently.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm into
this. We really actually learnt a lot. I'm very intelligent.
I think everyone's like turning to some outlet now, you know? I think
I just want to try and understand.
Yeah.
The website is called AstroBit.
It creates a highly dynamic and creative pair.
Ooh.
There's a lot of vivacity. It could be competitive. Ooh. Did you find that? Was it competitive? You were competing.
Yeah, we were competing over this O.J. Simpson joke.
Did you not use it in the end?
All right, guys, thanks for coming. Just one thing. Do you know Sunil Patel, right? Don't you think?
They love thrills in life and love to flaunt in front of other people.
Don't we, Jess?
Very true. Two flaunters. Aries always want to try something new but sometimes run out of ideas. Aquarius always have new ideas but don't always have the energy to carry them out.
Oh, fucking burns.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
It's the energy that's the problem,
of course. Yeah.
Aquarius could get vexed at the domineering nature of Aries. Or Aries might interpret the inherently distant and detached nature of Aquarius as a lack of warmth from their part. But both friends must realise that they are essentially different in character and accept that fact.
This is bang on.
That's mind-blowing. Bang on.
Yeah, but okay, let's choose one at random. Aries and Sagittarius.
But who's Sagittarius?
Well, we'll random. Work it out.
It's like a control.
Don't know who it is. Elliot's no, Sagittarius.
We just want to find out.
We just want to find out what
they're
saying.
The same thing.
No, but you're not meant to do this.
You're not meant to do that.
If you test it, then it's going to be bad. You're ruining the game.
You're not meant to do that because then you'll know that it's your...
It's like you should never listen out before the Christmas. Right. No. No, completely different.
I think no means yes.
Sagittarius are good at scrutinising things. You're not good at scrutinising things. Didn't say that about you.
Could say you were.
No. Enthusiastic and optimistic. No.
True.
Yeah, you are.
Who's the ram? Are you the ram?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the ram, so you'd be the archer. The ram is more sensitive than the archer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Bang on.
Yeah, so the archer could exercise a little caution in his remarks.
If you could just hold back a bit.
They seldom hold grudges. Not true, because it seems like there's quite a few grudges, actually, that we're discovering, actually, while doing this podcast. They are both enthusiastic and always looking for adventures. Not true.
About who?
You.
Either. Okay.
You're very much a creature of comfort. Aries usually comes up with new ideas while Sagittarius readily go along with them. Absolutely not true, because you didn't go along with any of
actually,
them.
This is working out.
Yeah.
She's actually right.
Oh, this is bang on.
So there we go. Thank you very much. Star signs are real.
I think we've conclusively proven that.
Yeah.
I might try. How do you learn to be an astrologer?
Just astronomer. You've got to look at the stars. You just got to look at the stars, and then
I really don't even think you have to look at the stars.
Oh, really?
I think you just start typing. Just start typing. I don't think there's a. It's almost like freeform, isn't it? It's just like, yeah. You know, there's a documentary series on Netflix which is great. I can't remember what it's called. Maybe
Friends.
Like how it in the yeah Friends, you must watch it. You must watch it. It's so funny.
About astrologers?
No, it's about it's a series where it's like something explained.
Explained.
And it's just called Explained. Yes, there's one where it's like the mind, and then there's one on like drugs, and there's one on astronomy, and it's really interesting.
Astronomy.
Is this one?
No, that's astrology. Astronomy is the have an actual look at it.
So astrology is
the bullshit.
It's just a bullshit columnist.
That's this, yeah.
Writing for like Sugar Mag or whatever, and then
Sugar
Mag.
We've all been on Sugar Mag. We've actually all been. I've been on Sugar Mag.
Sugar, yeah.
Have you been in it?
Looking up my signs.
Yeah, just in the just browsing.
You're not meant to read your own though.
In Smith,
you're not meant to read your own.
No, then it doesn't come true.
Oh, come true.
So many rules.
I've read that you're supposed to read everyone else's, so you know what to fucking watch out for.
That's so you, though. That's exactly so what you do. That is so Aquarius. Oh my god.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what we've learned from that.
Well, we've learned.
There's a bit of accuracy to it. I think.
Yeah, there is.
If you're looking for it, you know,
aren't we all though?
Yeah, yeah, but we aren't we all looking? We're all looking. Yeah.
Something.
I was gonna say me and Jordan used to work at the same place, but together.
Yeah, we did.
We missed each other.
Never together. So yeah. I joined in 2016, early 2016. So you just left like that previous year, right?
Yeah.
But there are still stickers of Harriet all over the
kitchen. Your face?
I didn't put them there. Yeah, Kate. Put them
from
there.
Your show? Or?
No, Andrea got stickers made of my face when she worked at moo.com.
Mm.
And then everyone stuck them on the kettle and stuff.
Oh, so if you
Jordan
ever...
had to look at my face.
So if you ever work at the NHS in Euston, is it?
In Euston, yeah.
There'll be pictures of you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've moved now. They've moved buildings. But I think they've taken the...
Stickers?
The coffee. Yeah, they've taken the stickers with them. Well, first and foremost, have we got the stickers?
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, very important, actually.
Yeah.
I simply can't imagine you holding down a job of any kind.
No, well, Kate said you were very good.
I meant you.
No, I know. Yeah. Kate said Jordan was good, and me and Kay were so terrible.
I was pretty lazy. I was good on the phones. I really liked being on the phones. I liked that.
Yeah.
But I got through far fewer people in terms of like calling patients.
The job was to confirm appointments, was it?
But you had to call people, and the amount of people I called just got less and less until it was a very low number. And I think they can't fire you. They can't. It's like an NHS thing, I think.
That's great news for everyone.
Once you've got a job there, they can't really get rid of you.
Yeah, they can only motivate you to do better.
Yeah, but everyone there moves so slowly. I've never been somewhere where people move, because actually you haven't been in the building that was the building before. Like the people there, just everyone's just given up.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's a terrible thing to hear, isn't it?
Really terrible, yeah.
For the NHS.
Yeah, the food in the canteen, it might have been, it was quite stodgy. I don't know if it was.
Do you think it was that?
It's maybe that.
It was probably the sponge pudding.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah. It's probably the pudding, yeah.
I used to work there. I was all right. And then I got slowly like told to do better or leave.
Yeah.
Really?
So I left.
Yeah. It's the only option, really.
I think it was the point at which they said, okay, every Monday you've got to tell us what you're going to do this week. That I thought, oh right, I'm not doing anything, am I? I should just go. But I worked in a quite fast paced part of it, quite important.
Really?
Yeah, in the sense of like.
Really.
So manage
killing patients this week or leave.
We're working
your glasses off again. Typical move.
Sort of
organizational
change management,
important.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing to do with me. I was team office manager.
So you were an office manager.
As I ordered the paper in and that.
So you were an
ordered
office
A4
manager.
Paper.
Yeah. You were in charge of supplies?
Supplies. supplies, teas, coffees, meetings.
Yeah. So
meeting
not
rooms.
Really that important, really, actually.
Well, actually
we actually dealt with the patients
to the general...
one-on-one. What, make sure that there's paper?
Just
That's
the
most important.
general running more of the office.
Appointments.
Well, they'll turn up, won't they?
No, they didn't always because I, yeah, anyway.
Because
we won't go into that.
I didn't tell them.
We won't go into that.
Okay.
But the boss did actually say, so it was good that you got the, I think you maybe got in there just before because she did say after me and Kate never employ another comedian.
Yeah, well, she said that. She definitely said that after me. She was right. She was like, no, seriously now.
Because
everyone would, there'd be like this huge, there'd be like this mass exodus just before August because everyone would go up to the Fringe.
Yeah.
Because we also had Lucy, who now works for maybe Live Nation, I think, but she left. So she was there. So every month, every August, she would also need to go. We also had a couple of other people. Alice, I think, was doing comedy as well. Mm. So honestly, about five people would have to leave the office. And she was like, I can't.
You can't.
Can't keep doing
that. You can't work like that. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't. You just can't work. I didn't.
Astonishing number of people in comedy have used the NHS for sort of quick temp work in the past.
Yeah, what
so
does
many
that say
of us
about the NHS?
Well, it's just a big organisation and anyone can literally just do a job there.
Yeah.
Work so the many jobs.
Yeah.
Work the way up
to
GP.
Yeah. That was the aim, yeah. I've got a sad story, but it's a little bit... I usually tell a sad story to try and make Sunil feel something.
But I've gone
in a different direction this time.
The sad story in the last episode, right, was the guy who bred the first Labradoodle has decided that it was the worst thing he's ever done.
Don't you find that sad? He called them Frankenstein's monsters, and he said he'd wish he'd never created them.
What? Why did he change his mind?
They have poor health or something.
Well, they all have poor health.
Yeah.
All dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. All dogs.
So that was the story.
By merely existing, life is pain. Tell him that. Tell him. Life is pain. Tell him.
Okay, so I've gone in a different direction,
You're just gonna get cross.
Okay,
so is this a real story? Is this something?
Yeah,
real
so this story? Is a real this story to make Sunil feel sad.
Okay.
So this is based on history.
Based on, so but not completely.
Something that happened in the past. So there was a princess who had magical powers.
My fucking god, come on.
He's gone.
Come on, Harry.
She could create cold weather and she'd play with them with her sister. But then one day she accidentally injured her sister.
Is this the film Frozen? This is the film Frozen. What are you doing?
Then her sibling was told she has no memories.
Princess Elsa said that's Frozen.
She forgets
what are you doing?
But then when she's older, she's 21, and then she's crowned the queen. But she's scared about her powers that they might find out. And the castle gates open. And
what?
Then
the castle gates open? What do you
and
mean?
And then there's a prince and who falls in love.
How
but
far
then
through
there's
the film
a coronation.
Are we now?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Pre-credits.
So then there's emotional strain, and then she's called a monster, and then she flees to the North Mountain.
Slow down. Slow down. I'm not taking it all in.
I skipped a bit. There's a wolf, and then there's a snowman.
There's a wolf.
There's a snowman who's very cheerful, and then there's a horse. And
who
then
has written this down? A child. Who has written this down? Have you typed this up?
And she's chased, and then there's a troll. And
what are you doing?
They kiss, and then there's an execution, but there was an escape, and the snowman is in a blizzard. And
what am I supposed to do with this?
It all works out in the end.
Oh, that's a sad story.
But there's another film out this week. Anything at all there?
I'll watch it.
I just told you what happens.
Yeah, you got it down to the minute.
To the bare bones.
So it's based on history, is it?
Yeah, it's historic. Well, you know, they wear old clothes. I don't know when it's set, but they do wear long sleeves. You know, their sleeves are like with the bell shape.
That's the neck, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's how you know it's history, because their sleeves
are Yeah, that's how you know.
This is fucking mad.
Anyway, anything to promote, Jordan?
Oh, is this it? Is it over?
It's the end.
That's the end. That's the whole thing.
That's the end. All
right.
We finished.
I'm doing it. When does this go out?
12th of December.
Oh, okay. Well, then on the 16th of December, I'm doing a run at the Soho Theatre.
Do go.
You haven't even seen the show?
I'll be there.
Let's go together. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we'll go.
Christmas trip.
Yes.
I'm going on the
Tuesday.
We'll go then.
Great.
So that's happening. I feel very sad that we didn't get to make you cry, though.
I cried sort of with laughter a little bit. I got a wet eye from laughter.
You did get a wet eye.
Well, there you go. That's something.
Got a couple of wet eyes.
He's got some wet eyes.
He's got his wet eyes. He's
job
happy.
Done. Yeah.
He's happy with his wet eyes.
Got what we wanted.
You go, okay. You know what you're coming for.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything.
But
I'm really looking forward to going to see Six the Musical and work for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you guys always hang out, and like I used to live quite close where you'd hang out, and then you would never.
Yeah, you did. You were nearby.
Out. Yeah, I was nearby, and then you'd just go to a bakery
Phil
and not invite
came to
me.
Look after your cats.
Yeah, I came.
So sweet.
I came
with him.
Yeah. So you came when I wasn't there.
But I was still there. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what are you saying?
Just it would be nice if you invited me to hang out.
I would invite you to stuff, but you're always like, oh no, I can't.
No. Anyway, have you got anything to promote?
I've got a podcast out on the BBC. It's called But Where Are You Really From?
No, that's the end. No.
It's called But Where Are You Really From? It's called But Where Are You Really From? Available on BBC Sounds. Just download it, subscribe.
Okay. Goodbye.